This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
A little bit ago, I gave my official bear rankings. Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh, I wish I didn't.
It was very well received, actually. It was a big hit. People said I nailed it.
No, they didn't. They did not say Corduroy was number one.
Corduroy, number one, clearly.
Winnie the Pooh was number one.
You're not saying anything. Do you remember that?
There's a reason I'm not saying anything.
Were you here? Oh, okay.
While you say that it was well received, I remember the feedback from that. And most of the feedback was, Slacker, stop interrupting T-Hack. On his bear list, we want to hear it. And I'm what I've decided is I'm just going to let you have this. Whatever your new list is, I'm not going to interject at all. And I'm going to, you know, figure out if we're above the equator or below the equator by the way this whole thing spins as it goes down the drain. Okay?
People want the list and they'll get the list. I've crunched more numbers and I have a new rankings. I wanted to do lion, but I feel like it's just Lion King.
Are you just going to do, these are famous. Okay.
Yeah.
No, there's other famous lions, I think.
There's so many.
Yeah.
But there's so many in Lion King. Simba, Mufasa, Scar, like Nala.
I'm a big Scar guy.
You are or aren't?
Oh, I like him. I think he's awesome. Isn't he the one who had his brother killed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's the one who feel bad for him.
Dude, he was given the name Scar. Like, what are you supposed to do?
He wasn't given the name Scar. I think he got the name Scar after he got a scar.
I don't think so.
I think his name translates to garbage or something.
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
No, I thought he was named Scar because he had a scar. I thought it was like one of those.
I think he has a different name first, and then he became Scar when he got the scar. He has like a real, like Mufasa.
Like a Mufasa and a Simba and a whatever.
His real name is Taka, T-A-K-A.
And does that mean garbage? That's not very nice. His parents named him garbage.
Garbage or waste in Swahili.
Yeah.
So
that's a real thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for him.
I love that actor too. He was a bad guy in one of the Die Hards. He was the bad guy in the Die Hard with Samuel L. Jackson.
Are you talking about Jeremy Irons?
That's him.
Yeah. Yeah. Weirdly, Scar has a British accent.
Right, and no one else does.
Right, exactly.
That is very weird.
I wanted to do lions, but instead I have the ultimate tiger rankings. The greatest tigers of all time.
Please text in at 51059. We're going to start the ranking system now. Do you want to hear this? Yes or no? Have I interrupted enough or not enough? Because I feel like I haven't interrupted enough.
I know who's going to be number one.
Number one tiger?
Yeah.
Tony?
Yeah.
Tony.
Some controversy on the way. Stay tuned. We'll start with an honorable mention.
How many are there?
There's 10.
Please say there's 5.
There's 10? I don't even know if I can think of 10 tigers.
Honorable mention, the Latigre logo on the little polos. Just a little guy.
Can't be a logo. That's dumb.
He's one of the greatest tigers of all time. Logo. Number 10, Diego from Ice Age. Voiced by Dennis Leary. He's a saber-toothed tiger. He's got a heart of gold deep down.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sid the Sloth carries that movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sid is the region... Mm-hmm.
We'll do sloth rankings.
The last dandelion.
Okay.
Can we just do sloths? Let's do sloths. Oh my God. How many sloths are there? Him?
The one from the DMV.
What's that movie? Zootopia.
Yep.
Oh, so good. Movie. Okay. Sorry, was that too much of an interruption for you, texters?
No, it's fine. Number 9, the tiger from Life of Pi. I've never seen the movie, but it was a big deal when it came out. The tiger that's on the boat with the guy. You know,
I've never seen Life of Pi.
I haven't either. I think I read the book in high school, but...
Okay, try to be with that person who's like, well, I've definitely learned
it. No, I definitely didn't read it, but...
You just said you read it.
I said, I think I read it. I don't know.
Number 8, Tigress from Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that Angelina?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to let you have that. Depending on what keeps going, I think you're pretty good. I think you had a decent list right now.
Thank you. Okay, good. Well, it keeps going. Number 7. Kenya, Storm, and Boris, they're Mike Tyson's tigers. Now,
stop.
This is a controversial pick, but those are iconic tigers. Everyone knows Mike Tyson had the tigers. Like, he's well known for that. He was in the Hangover movie.
Yeah.
They're on the list.
But they're not like mythical.
Yeah.
Or on a TV show. Like, I feel like this is a stretch.
Like, are you going to include the Tiger King tigers?
No.
Because then you're going to do the Bengals logo on their helmet. Are you going to do, like... Then why would you pick, like, I think...
Because they're the greatest tiger. Like, everyone's like Mike Tyson.
What about Siegfried and Roy? You think like
punching,
white
faced hat, and tigers.
What about the one who ate Siegfried or Roy? Is that on your list?
See, no, because that's not greatest tiger of all time behavior.
It kind of is. Once you were tired of that act, as they obviously were, and they mauled their owners. Okay.
Number 6, Raja from Aladdin.
Yeah, I do love Raja.
Pretty good. Yeah. Heart of gold again.
Are you going to get to Tiger King?
No, there's no Tiger King. He's not a tiger. He can't make the list. He's not a real tiger.
But he has tigers, and he's the king of tigers.
Right, you would think Tiger King's tigers.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
He's an honorable mention. He's also a criminal. Oh, he's in jail.
Okay, please.
Do you remember when he thought he was going to be exonerated and like had a limo pull up? God, I love hate him. Anyway.
I hate him. Yeah. I need, for real, before Tiag... wraps up this stellar list of content he's provided for us. Please text in to 51059. Mm-hmm. Do you want more lists from T-Hack or less lists? Mm-hmm. In fact, and if you say less lists, I will create a theme song that's less lists, less lists.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze?
Mike Tyson's tigers.
Do they dream of mom? But it's Ed Helms. It doesn't count.
Okay.
Number 5, Daniel Tiger.
That was the other one I was
thinking.
From
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the weird little the toy that
they
played with too much.
Now he's got his own show. He's got his own spinoff. Yeah.
That puppet had been put through the washer and dryer on heavy spin. Yeah, he was rough. Okay.
Number 4, controversial pick again, Tiger Woods with 15 major wins and 5 Masters.
No.
One of the greatest tigers.
You shot down Tiger King and put Tiger Woods in there.
Yes. How many majors has Tiger King won? How many Masters?
How many... I can't finish that. Tiger King did some things that were very impressive.
Okay.
He turned normal dudes into meth head, like,
that is impressive, yeah.
Ready to have their arms ripped off of them.
Yeah.
In homage to him.
Okay. Well, let the text come in if you think Tiger King should be on.
51059. Or if you think these lists are stupid.
Okay.
51059.
Now we're in the top 3 greatest tigers of all time. Number 3, the aforementioned Tony the Tiger.
I think Tony should probably be number one.
I don't know what other tigers I'm
There's
missing.
There's not a better tiger.
There's
than
two
Tony
big
the tiger.
Ones that you're both missing. You're definitely going to be on my side, Slacker, on one of them, and I think you will too. Once we get to the top 2.
Okay.
Number 2. Tigger.
Oh.
Tigger.
But Tigger's not a tiger. Tigger's a tigger.
Yeah.
Tiggers bounce. No, that's from something else.
No. The wonderful thing about tiggers is tiggers are wonderful things.
Yeah.
Their tops are made out of rubber. Their bottoms are made out of springs. They're bouncy, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about tiggers is I'm the only one.
Right. So he's not a tiger. He's a tigger. So your list is flawed.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
It wasn't flawed at Mike Tyson.
It's Mike Tyson's tiger.
Okay. And Tiger Woods is not a tiger.
Coming in at no, this is controversial. I agree. I put myself out there this way. Number 1, the greatest tiger of all time. Slacker, get ready to admit you're wrong. Hobbs.
Oh, no.
From Calvin and Hobbes. Who's better than Hobbs? The greatest tiger of all time. Send your hate, send your love to 51059.
Tony the Tiger is better.
Tigger is better.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.